And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. The Washtenaw Parish Sheriff's Office is still investigating a fatal stabbing that happened yesterday in the Town and Country subdivision of Washtenaw Parish. The fatal stabbing victim has been identified as 20-year-old Decameron DeMontrell Wilmore. The deputies were called around 10:25 a.m. to respond to that stabbing at the Town and Country Apartments. One person of interest has been taken into custody. Officials say the investigation is continuing. Longtime West Monroe Mayor Bert Hatton has passed away. He was 96 years old. He served as mayor from 1966 to 1978. The University of Louisiana Monroe held its first ever Giving Day. Two donors made $1 million donations towards ULM's $2.3 million raised in 24 hours. It was the first ever day of giving. ULM Foundation Advancement Officer Cindy Fowles says the day mimics the National Day of Giving held in the fall.
And so we wanted to do one where we could just really mainly focus and give our donors and alumni an opportunity to sort of cherry pick what they wanted to donate to.
Donors were given the opportunity to make gifts in honor of a graduate. Two donors made $1 million gifts with a total of more than $2,319,442 raised for their favorite colleges on campus and for sports. Fowles says the generosity was overwhelming.
Appreciative doesn't even begin to touch the word that we want to use, but it was certainly paralyzed all of us. We were just so giddy. You know, it was just such a big accomplishment.
The $2 million gifts were designated to the School of Business and Social Sciences. Donors were allowed to give in honor of graduates past or present. They'll be recognized in an upcoming ULM publication. Fowles says the monies were designated for different disciplines across the campus.
Athletics had a big total in that number. We had the President Children's Book Initiative from a few years ago. It just kind of spread itself out in terms of what speaks to the donor as they were making their pledges that day.
Gift partners included Louisiana Wholesale Drug Company, Lumen, Pinnacle Family Health, and Coach Lou Sanama. After a Sunday night block party in Thibodeau for a preschool graduation, seven people were shot. Five were female, two were male. Parish Sheriff Craig Weber.
We're very blessed and fortunate to say that there were no fatalities, and it appears that everyone will fully recover from the injuries that they received. There's one person still hospitalized.